time to check the finance news now with Alicia Barry. Hello, Alicia.
Good morning, Fran. A sell-off in commodities, in particular gold, has led to major falls on Wall Street. The rout in gold was in part sparked by weaker-than-expected readings on China's annual growth rate, and as investors speculate, hedges against inflation aren't needed anymore. The price of the precious metal has recorded its biggest plunge since 1980. It's down 9.2% to $1,347 an ounce. Gold has now tumbled more than 13% in just the last 2 days. The weaker-than-expected growth in China's economy also caused a wider fall in other metal and energy prices. Oil prices fell to four-month lows, copper fell to its lowest level in a year and a half, and aluminium sank to a three-and-a-half-year low. The slump in commodity prices was weighed down on Wall Street's trade. Stocks extended declines late in the session as well after reports of explosions near the finishing line of the Boston Marathon. By the close of trade, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 1.8% or 266 points to 14,599. The broader S&P 500 index posted its worst day in more than 4 months, off 2.3% to 1,552. And the Nasdaq Composite Index shed 2.4% to 3,216. In company news, Citigroup has beat analyst expectations with a 31% rise in first quarter profit to $3.8 billion. Across the Atlantic, commodity-related stocks led markets lower. London's FTSE 100 index shed 0.2% to 6,344. Futures trade shows the Australian share market is set to open lower. The SPY 200 futures contract is pointing to a loss of 1.4%. And the Australian dollar has fallen more than 2 US cents since this time yesterday. It's worth 103.02 US cents, Fran.
Thanks very much, Alicia.